Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. For the past 2 years, Southern Oregon's Veg Fest has attracted more than 2,000 visitors, and this year's festival on June 8th will have the same family-friendly outdoor attractions at Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary in Phoenix. Joining the exchange to tell us more is the co-founder of Veg Fest, Hadassah DeJack Reynolds. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's start with a little bit about you. Tell me where you grew up and what your life was like, and how did you get involved in farming?
Okay, I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm very far from home, and I worked as a college professor for 10 years. I did my graduate work in both psychology and Holocaust and genocide studies, where I taught the psychology of hate. Taught about perpetrators, victims, and bystanders. And I find that work actually informs the work that I do with rescuing animals from factory farms, because there are a lot of parallels. I got into farming. I grew up working on farms, actually, production farms, and it changed me, because obviously I'm vegan and I don't use animals in any way. So I started, I wanted to start a farm animal sanctuary. And when I moved out to the West Coast, I decided that's what I was going to do, and we did it.
When did you do that?
I moved out here in 2015, I believe, and we got our farm animal sanctuary started in 2017.
Okay, and why did you move out here?
Oh, I moved out here for love, and I stayed.
It's a beautiful country.
It is absolutely one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
Well, tell me about Veg Fest.
So Southern Oregon Veg Fest was something I wanted to do for community for a long time. I knew when we started the sanctuary we were going to do this. And I talked to our board president, Johanna Talley, who is also our co-founder. And I said, hey, I want to do this. And she was in. And I couldn't do this without her. I just want to make that very clear. This is not a one-person show. But VegFest is what a Veg Fest is. I should probably give you an operational definition, which it's a celebration of compassion for animals, plant-based food, and an environmentally sustainable lifestyle.
Why is it called Veg Fest?
Because it's based on eating a plant-based diet. Okay. Some are vegetarian, some are vegan, most of them are vegan. The original Veg Fest actually started in 1985 by the Toronto Vegetarian Association. And now there are Veg Fests all over the world. There are 36 states in the United States that have it, including one right here in Southern Oregon.
Oh, my word. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started Veg Fest. How's it going?
It's going really well. We did it the first year, and we thought, wow, if we get 200 people, we'll be wildly successful. And we had over 2,000. And last year, we had over 2,500. It's filling something for our community. And we do it for free because we want to give back to our community. Our Veg Fest is unique because many are held in cities, in convention centers, but ours is held at the sanctuary. And I don't know of any that are being held at farm animal sanctuaries. And it gives it a little extra charm.
So it allows us city slickers to come out to the farm and engage with the animals directly.
Absolutely. We offer animal tours during Veg Fest. We do it at, this year will be at noon and at 2. They're 40 minutes long. We keep the visits short because we don't want to stress the animals. This is not a petting zoo. This is their home, and we want you to meet them, and most of them are really happy to meet you too, but we want to keep it as low stress as possible with 2,000 people on their property.
So lots of kids.
Lots of kids, and most of them love children.
Now, how do you make sure that kids and animals work together and cooperate? Because sometimes kids, you know, they can be rambunctious.
Well, fortunately, we've had excellent kids and parents. We have volunteers. We have a fabulous volunteer staff that is in there with the animals to make sure that nobody's chasing, gates aren't left open. But largely, this community has been incredibly respectful of the animals and their home.
Well, tell me about the name of your farm sanctuary.
Tikkun Olam is Hebrew for repair the world. Tikkun Olam is kind of the cornerstone, this is my interpretation, the cornerstone of Jewish values. It's a social justice piece where we are commanded to do something to better make the world a better place. Rabbi Menachem Schneerson said, if you see what needs to be repaired and how to repair it, then you found a piece of the world that God's left for you to complete. And our sanctuary, Tikkun Olam, is our way of repairing the world on our little postage stamp here in Southern Oregon.
Okay, and this is located in Phoenix.
Yes, we're right on the border of Phoenix and Talent.
So you own this property. How did you acquire it?
Wow, that's an interesting question. We were living at a different location, and there had been a dispute around, or a misunderstanding around the zoning, and we were not going to be able to keep our animals on the property that we had purchased. And we knew we had two choices. It was either rehome the animals, which was not happening, or find a new place to live. And we found a property that had burned in the Alameda fire. And we ended up moving onto that property with the animals before the house was built. So we lived in a tent for 2 years on that property while our home was built with our animals. And it is a magnificent property. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, there was nothing there. And when you show up at VegFest, you're going to see how much we've done and just how beautiful that land is.
Well, that's a lot of dedication.
Well, the animals require it.
So what is your hope for the land? What is your hope for the sanctuary?
Long term, we want this to be a place where people can come and spend time and heal with the animals, because these animals that are here are all abused, abandoned, neglected, and unwanted. And we've given them a safe place to land, and we want people to come and have that same experience. Long term, we're hoping to have camps for at-risk kids. We would like to have a camp like summer camps, residential summer camps for week-long dealing for the LGBTQ community, particularly focusing on trans youth, and for Jewish kids, because our focus, Tikkun Olam, is based on Jewish values, and so we'd like to offer that for Jewish kids as well.
My guest is Hadassah Dejack Reynolds. She's the co-founder of VegFest, which is on June 8th in Phoenix.
Yes.
At Tikkun Olam Farm Sanctuary.
Yes.
Right? So tell me about the animals that are on the farm. What kinds? How many?
We have close to 140 animals at our sanctuary.
Oh, and that's a lot.
It's a lot. We do a lot of birds. Birds are my favorite. So we have a lot of chickens. We have ducks, turkeys, a peacock, a white peacock named Gandalf, who you should definitely meet. He's an awesome guy. He's quite the presence.
Are all your animals, do they all have names?
Every single one has a name. Every single one. And I usually can remember even all the chickens. We have 100 chickens, so I can usually even remember their names. Most of our animals, I shouldn't say most, but a disproportionate number of our animals are differently abled. So we have one-winged chickens and three-legged goats, a blind cow, and their special needs are really... It makes it more challenging, but it also makes it more rewarding.
So walk me through a typical day on the farm.
There is no typical day on the farm. It starts with, making sure everybody is alive and well. You do a walkthrough and make sure everybody's okay. And then the feeding begins. And, you know, you have to, everybody has different nutritional needs. We are very focused on making sure that they are, that their dietary needs are met to the fullest. And so we go through and we feed everybody. We check waters. We clean bedding. We change out cages. We have a hospital right there on the property. We take care of our medical cases. That's just the basics of, you know, of the morning. And then you deal with the problems. Is a fence broken, or, you know, a door that needs to be fixed, or somebody needs their hooves trimmed? We just finished shearing 4 of our 6 sheep, and that was, you know, that's always a fun time. So there is no typical day, but it's primarily making sure that they are healthy, they are fed, they have clean water.
Oh, my word. With all those animals and all their needs, you must have a crew, a team.
I have a small but enthusiastic volunteer team. They are there. We have people that are there. would say 4 days a week, helping either with morning chores or helping in the afternoons, you know, and I have one person that comes and helps 1 day a week with evening chores. So it's not a large group, and we're always looking for volunteers. So if anyone's listening and would like to dedicate some time to the sanctuary, we would love to have you. We do require that you be over 18 and relatively able-bodied because this is a physically demanding job.
And how many volunteers do you have working on the Veg Fest?
Not as many as we need. Johanna, Tally, and I are the two people that do the lion's share of the work. We have Midge Raymond, who does our PR, and Tatiana Keene is another volunteer who's been with us since its inception. So there's four of us that are working regularly, and we just brought in a volunteer coordinator, Bonnie, and she's been helping us get our volunteer team for the day squared away. But that's it. That's just a small group of us to put on this huge event.
So it's a farm. So do mm-hmm. you grow food?
We don't. We are a useless farm. We give animals a place to live out their lives. We grow vegetables for our own use and for the animals, but we are not a working farm in that way. We are truly a useless farm when it comes to what we do. We just let animals live there and eat the grass and have a good life.
How do you afford this?
We are a 501c3, so we require donations to keep this running, and we pour a lot of our own money into this because no small farm animal sanctuary can be supported solely on donations. There's many of us around the country that are small like us, and many of us put our own money into it as well. But donations are essential to our functioning. VegFest is actually a fundraiser this year. It's supposed to be a fundraiser the last 2 years, but we're hoping it's going to be wildly successful this year. And we're hoping to raise money for our new goat and sheep barn. We have increased our small ruminant population exponentially this past year. We brought in a little three-legged goat and a blind goat. There's been some really sad cases, and we just couldn't turn away. But now we've outgrown our barn space. So that is happening, and we're hoping that people, even though the event is free, there's opportunities to donate, and we're hoping people will donate generously if they are moved by the work that we're doing and help us build our goat and sheep barn for our critters.
Oh, they do need a place to stay. They can't live in a tent.
No, they can't. They live better than we did.
So have you done any teaching on the farm? Have you done any workshops? Do you help people learn what it's like to do the kind of work that you do?
Anybody that comes to visit gets an education. It's not formal in the sense of workshop. We've had the Young Autistic Social Club show up. We've had people. We've done work with the B'nai B'rith. The Jewish youth group has come out, and we'd like to educate people about these animals, but we do private tours. We've done, we do some larger groups.
You work with the schools and sometimes. The Boys and Girls Club?
We haven't done the Boys and Girls Club. They haven't reached out, but we would love to have them. They'd be totally welcome. And the education that we give, even though we're vegan and we, believe, we have our values around that, we try not to be veganer than thou and tell people how they should live. But we just want them to see animals living their best lives with integrity, in dignified housing, with love, and hope that will change people's minds about how they choose, what they choose to consume, who they choose to consume.
Ooh, who they choose. That's interesting. So tell me about the hours of VegFest.
VegFest is from 11 to 3:30 this year.
On June 8th.
And there's parking on site. And for those who have been there before, parking was the first year was shocking. And last year was considerably better. And it'll be even better this year. So you can anticipate parking. We have it right next door, and we have enough room to accommodate everybody.
Well, if you're expecting 2,000 to 3,000 people, that's a lot of people.
We have a wonderful neighbor with a huge field, and we did exchange. We'll mow your field if you let us use it for parking. So it was a nice trade.
Well, if people are going to be out there most of the day, what will they eat?
Oh, what won't they eat? We have a number of food vendors that are there. Johanna, again, my co-founder, Johanna Talley, has Drunken Goats Farm. She is going to have food there. Plant Baked will have food there. We have a number of vegan food trucks that are going to be there. Outstanding. Outstanding food.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to it. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thanks, Adasa.
Thank you so much.
My guest was Hadassah DeJack Reynolds. She's the co-founder of the third annual VegFest, which is on June 8th in Phoenix.